Topic 2. Exploring cultural diversity. Track 3. Listen to a voice message from Catherine, a Singapore exchange student in Australia, to her friend Yukiko, in Singapore, and choose the answer which best completes each of the sentences according to what you hear.
I apologize for the delay in writing back. I want to share my experiences in Australia with you. School is going well, although it's challenging. I really enjoy it. I've made many new friends, including a girl named Carrie, spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. Last week, she unexpectedly invited me to her house for what I thought was a regular party. It turned out to be a surprise birthday party for me, which was a big surprise because I didn't realize she knew it was my birthday. I wanted to bring a gift, so I decided on a bouquet of flowers. When I arrived and gave them to Carrie, she was delighted. Then, to my astonishment, everyone at the party revealed themselves and shouted surprise. Happy birthday! I was initially embarrassed, but everyone was so friendly that I quickly forgot about it. They even gave me presents, and although I was going to save them for later, Carrie encouraged me to open them right there. It's a custom I'm not used to, but I did as they wished. The best gift was a beautiful new blouse from Carrie, and she even wanted me to try it on immediately. It was such a memorable party. Despite thinking I knew a lot about Australian culture, I realized that there are still surprises, like the tradition of opening gifts in front of the giver, which I found quite unusual. The weather here is a bit chilly. How is it back in Singapore? Is it warm and pleasant? I must stop now. Back to you soon.